What is that?
A Big Mac.
So, tastes pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
20-year-old Bruno Varela is eating half of his recommended daily allowance of salt in just one fast food hamburger, around 1,000 milligrams. He's in a hurry, and like many young Americans, salt is not on his radar.
I don't really pay much attention to it.
But experts say we should. Too much salt can be a killer, especially for middle-aged Americans with high blood pressure. In fact, the disease has become a huge problem for a third of us, and that can lead to heart failure and stroke.
94 and 107. It's good.
Good.
Heart patients exercising at Exempla Lutheran's Cardiac Rehab Center are constantly monitored for blood pressure. Cardiac nurse Gail Anderson says salt is deadly for them. It causes fluid retention, forcing a weak heart to work harder.
If you think about your heart as a pump and you have piping all through your body, it puts extra strain on the pump so that pretty soon the pump becomes weakened. And it doesn't pump as well.
After 72-year-old Joe Lederhaus cardiologist discovered his heart was weak, he changed his life. Now he combines rigorous treadmill workouts with walking outdoors, and he has ended his love affair with salt.
I can tell when I eat salt, I just swell up. Yeah, I can gain 3 pounds in a day. Just from water retention. So I try to stay away from it. Things that you wouldn't think were that salty are just loaded with salt.
Like what?
Oh, well, marinara sauce is one of them. Dressings, clam chowder, which I love.
Canned soups, spaghetti sauce, and fast foods are major culprits. But under pressure from health organizations, some companies are responding. Conagra Foods, which makes Chef Boyardee and Egg Beaters, is one. Conagra Vice President Mark Andon says they're halfway to their goal of reducing sodium by 20% by 2015.
So it's about a 10% reduction that we've accomplished so far. And that is equivalent to 5 million pounds of salt. Year.
Gail Anderson says preparing fresh meals at home with other spices like rosemary and thyme can be real habit changers.
And when you get off of salt, when you eat a salty meal, you're like, ooh, my tongue's burning, and it really doesn't taste that great.
Anderson recommends 2,000 milligrams of salt a day, about a teaspoon, but most Americans consume twice that.
Life is terminal. You're not going to get out of here alive. But I think that you can be smarter about what you eat.
A step Joe Lederhaus intends to keep taking.
But why do you do this in the morning?
Well, it's better than the alternative, right?
Several health advocacy groups are calling for the federal government to regulate salt in food, claiming it could save 150,000 lives. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.